past 10. Let's move on to our last story of the day. Midlife crisis, is it a myth? Not sure it is, actually. My team have been telling me here I've been in a midlife crisis for years now. But researchers at the University of Massachusetts say that falling apart and putting your life together again can happen at any age, not just when you're in midlife. The travel writer Colin McAlpine with us this morning, the journalist and commentator Malachy O'Dougherty. Do you believe in this midlife crisis that happens to us all, Malachy, when we get there to our 40s?
Well, I'm inclined to believe it, yes. I don't think that it necessarily happens to everybody. And obviously, yes, you can have a crisis at any other time of your life. But I think there are crises which arise around the age of 40. They did for me, certainly, and they did for other people that I know. I think there's two triggers there. One is obviously the physical decline of the body or the hormonal change that starts. But the other is just the sense of time passing. So if you have lived a life in which you feel that you have not really pulled yourself together, you've really not found your focus yet on what you should be doing, then you do have a very clear sense at 40 that time is running out and now is the time to take action and change direction. And I certainly did that.
Colin?
Well, that's a terribly depressing from Malachy. I'm actually still waiting for my midlife crisis. I mean, you know, all right, you mentioned some age groups there, but I'm still not convinced. When is it? I mean, if you're... I'm 72, so my midlife...
You're not 72, Colin.
Oh, I am.
You're 72.
Yeah. But my midlife crisis was what, when I was 36. So at 36 or 40, well, you're still working. You've still presumably got a young family. So, I mean, at that age, are you disappointed at not traveling the world or writing the great novel or scoring the winning goal in the cup final? I mean, I'm 72, as I say, and I still travel. I've written 5 novels. I've one coming out next week. I don't drive, so I don't need a Harley Davidson or a Lamborghini. And you know what, a 20-year-old redhead, I think she'd be more bothered than she's worth at my age.
Well, no, I agree with you. I mean, what you're interpreting it is as people going for ridiculous things that don't really fit in their life in order to compensate maybe for the testosterone loss or whatever.
Well, for things,
I mean, I know of cases like, I knew a man. I knew a man who at 90 who bought himself a wee sports car. And I mean, the joke was that whatever model it was actually called the Junior. He was, you know, there was, that was a clear example of someone deluding himself. I'm not talking about self-delusion, but I mean, certainly, I mean, a lot of people get caught up in life. They start work early. They maybe marry the wrong person early. They get into a momentum which takes them away from the things that they really wanted to do. And when you reach 40, like I was saying in the other discussion we had the other day, if you look back as far as you can, if you look forward as far as you can remember back, then you do encompass the whole frame of your life, and you do that for the first time at around about 40. So that is the time at which you think to yourself, well, you know, if I haven't written that book, and if I don't write it now, I'm never going to write it. And if I don't, I mean, when I turned 40, I did a lot of things. I changed relationships. I bought my first house. I bought my first car. I enrolled to do an MA at Queen's.
Was that a crisis?
No, well, it was.
I mean, it was just a natural progression of things you want. I mean, you say, like, you know, you get to your midlife crisis and you suddenly say, "Oh, I'm never going to write the book that I've always wanted to write." Well, why not? Get off your ass and write the book.
Aye, well, that's what I did. I mean, we're not disagreeing with each other. I don't think we're actually disagreeing with each other. But I am saying that that is the age at which things come into focus. I mean, for instance, I don't know. I mean, if you wanted to bring politics into this, I've been reading Gerry Adams' stuff recently. I mean, you look at the time at which he...
That's a definite midlife crisis.
Well, his negotiations with the SDLP... His negotiations with the SDLP that started the peace process happened when he turned 40. You know, at 26, he was a rabid revolutionary, you know, and at 40, he's thinking, maybe I should talk to an old guy like John Hume. He might know more than I do.
You know? Well, Malachy, can I ask you, have you really been as disappointed with your life as you
No, not at all. Do I sound disappointed? I'm not disappointed with my life. But I certainly was on the wrong track for several years of my 20s and 30s.
Well, you and I have spent our lives working together as journalists and knowing each other. And, yeah. I mean, I, personally, I can't think. I've been terribly disappointed.
Look at that. I'm sorry, boys, but we're out of time. Sorry. Thank you, Malachy. Thank you, Colin.